Good morning, everyone. It is 3/29/2018, Thursday morning. And I've been having some problems with our internet's been down. So bear with us as we move through this sequence of trying to get this up and running. Tonight I'm going to do something a little different for this morning. I'm actually taping this early because I am having problems with the internet. One of the things I wanted to talk about is I don't know if you've ever thought about this before, but Christ stated in his word what he did before creation. He also stated in his word what he did after creation. He also stated what he did for our salvation. What he did, he also stated in his word what would happen after his resurrection and ascension back to heaven. And then he also stated what would happen in the last days. And then he also stated what would happen in the New Jerusalem. Now, every one of those assertions made by Christ has been fought at the altars of Arminianism. They have fought the aspect of election. They have fought the aspect of original sin in Adam. They have fought the aspect of, many have fought the aspect of a literal six-day creation. And now many are fighting the aspect of the virgin birth. And they're obviously fighting the aspect of election and predestination, particular redemption, irresistible grace, and final perseverance of the saints. And they're also fighting the reality that the 24th chapter of Matthew points to a final tribulation, not a secret rapture, and that Christ has no intention of building an earthly kingdom. He said his kingdom is not of this world. And so in every aspect of Christ's teachings have been fought by those who are supposedly in the know in seminaries and religious communities, doctors of divinities, masters of divinity. They have taken on God himself, haven't they? Well, I'm glad to know that we can trust what Christ says regarding the golden chain of salvation, Romans 8:28-36. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate. Those he predestinated, he also called. Then he called, he also justified. Who can lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It's God that justifieth. It's Christ that died. And so, whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate. Then he predestinated, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. And those he justified, he also glorified. And so, this is the gospel, the golden chain of the gospel that is being attacked by those same Arminians. Okay? And we lay hold onto the reality of these truths. And we realize that there is nothing that can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And so this morning, let us lay hold on the realities of these passages of Scripture, John 6:37-39, you know, all the Father give me will come to me, and all that come to me I will in no wise cast out. John 17, he hath given him power over all flesh. Romans chapter 9, Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated. Isaiah chapter 45, you know, there is so many passages that validate what Christ has affirmed as being true doctrine. But yet people don't want to hear doctrine. They only want to hear the things that tickle the ears and appeal to the flesh, don't they? But this morning we are embracing the realities of the true doctrines of Jesus Christ. And let us give him continual thanks for revealing these wonderful truths to us in his word. God bless.